Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are into the second hour of our 22nd year. That must be a sign that something...
Oh, holy cows.
Well, excuse me? Holy cow? Is that what you got to say? Ooh. Obviously, it's Scuba Radio happy hour, at least in Virginia.
Are you not watching Walt's feed? He's got company at the pool.
Oh, he's celebrating our anniversary, is he? Still?
Can you make that picture a little bigger?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do that.
He's got company.
Come on,
Greg. Right.
Let's see if we can make something happen. You can't see this on Facebook Live.
Leave us hanging.
And there's legal reasons why. Oh, God bless America. Captain Walt.
Holy cow.
That's why Walt's our
Gomez
hero.
Hilton is in.
You're lucky, Walt. You're lucky.
Wait,
the pool's open.
Now, wait a minute. I thought I did hear some stuff that the Aqua Gypsy was hanging out at the Gomez Hilton this weekend. Is that right, Walt, or no? Wasn't she going to Tortuga Fest or something?
She went to the Tortuga Fest.
We took her over on the boat today and dropped her off right at Bahia Mar so she didn't have to wait in line to get into it. To Tortuga Fest.
I gotcha. But you picked up another one. Or
so,
you dropped one off, picked one
who
up.
Who's Natasha?
She's the paddleboard queen.
Ah,
the one that goes up and down the canal all the time.
And with her dog, right, Mr.
Yeah, Mitchell. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, let's let the guys talk amongst themselves. I don't know. Yeah, they're talking gibberish.
She must get moose and squirrel.
We got stuff we got to cover. The thing is, I do want to bring up a story about Dr. Doug and Captain Dennis, and we will get to that here in just a bit, because right before we went to Bimini, we had a really nice dinner with Dr. Doug and his wife at the end of the air show in Lakeland, Florida. But I got Rachel from Explorer Ventures on Scuba Radio right now to talk about a little bit about liveaboard diving, and we got to, because... You know, Rachel, the guys in the studio, CJ and Bubble Boy, they're a little annoyed with me. I just dove at the Hammerheads, and Bubble Boy just celebrated a birthday, which happens to be on our anniversary, which is April Fool's Day.
He and I celebrated.
Yeah. You
weren't here.
You guys talked amongst yourselves like, hey, what's Greg doing for my birthday? Or where's he going where he's not going to take us next for my birthday? And the answer is, Rachel... I'll go to you.
Redonda and Montserrat.
Yeah. So, Bubble Boy, you can suck it. Happy birthday, too. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're doing June 1st, the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It's going to be phenomenal because we get to dive around the island of Savo, which is their usual itinerary, Savo and St. Kitts.
You know what? Maybe jump in a car, drive down to Miami, and head over to Bimini.
Well, you could do that.
Without yous.
Nah, you won't do it. I know you. You won't go anywhere like that without me.
Yeah, we would.
You're afraid.
Montserrat, Craig.
They're scared little divers.
Watch out for those pyroclastic flows.
No, they don't know what they're talking about.
Pyroclastic.
But that itinerary that we're going to do is basically how are we calling this? A discovery cruise or
a special itinerary.
Yes.
Our typical itinerary for Caribbean Explorer 2 is St. Kitts, the North Island part of St. Kitts, Saba, and then back to St. Martin.
Yeah.
But this time we're going from St. Kitts, starting there, doing a dive there, heading down to Redonda, Montserrat, and then back through Saba. So you'll have a chance to dive some of the islands we don't get to frequent very often, as well as our beloved Saba before we head back to St. Martin.
Yes. You know, and I know nothing about Redonda, let alone Montserrat. I knew how to say Montserrat, But I didn't even know how to say Redonda until we were up at, you know, New Jersey. And I was talking to Sue and the other Explore Ventures people like, is it Redonda, Ronda? What is it? What
Rotunda.
Yeah, I might have thrown that one in there, too. But Redonda is the island, and it's one of the sister islands to Nevis and St. Kitts, as far as I can tell. Is that right? From what
yes,
you know?
And it's uninhabited, and it's just a bit. It's a 12 nautical miles south of St. Kitts.
Okay, all right. And the diving right around there, Nevis and St. Kitts, they got some really nice sites. So I'm very excited because I would assume these are going to be fairly, you know, remote sites that aren't dived very often. So. You know, we're in for quite a little adventure, I have a feeling, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then Montserrat, you know, we know the tourism guide or the tourism official from the island, he's going to have us maybe do a little land thing, too, on the island of Montserrat, which has had, you know, a lot of volcanic activity that usually lends itself to a pretty cool reef structure, and topside could be, you know, spectacular, like Dominica kind of stuff. I don't know. You know, that's the thing. You go to a place like this when it's new, you know, that just makes it that much more exciting. You know, when you boldly dive where not many divers have dove before, that's always an element of excitement to throw into the mix. Wouldn't you agree, Rachel?
Yes, definitely. We dove there last year, and one of the main, interestingly, one of the main comments coming back from our dive crew was the number of flying grenades, which is always really popular, and the number of sites. And Montserrat is actually called the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean. So it's interesting because it has had a lot of volcanic activity, but it is still very green. So we're definitely looking forward to having you on board and exploring those areas.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be fun. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to be with us. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy. We're going to have Jerry, two Jerrys, and it's going to be very difficult telling them apart. Or, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be yanking Jerry Beatty's chain all week. Say, hey, I'm diving with Jean-Michel Cousteau. Jerry Beatty looks like Jean-Michel. And yeah, when we were up at BTS, he was doing that. Like, hey, look, it's Jean-Michel. And people would go up to Jerry Beatty, and he'd go, and then he'd go, Jerry! You know, he was annoying. So the thing is, we'll have this on the boat as some of the fun and, you know, for some of the festivities. Fun, you know, stuff to watch, you know, in between all the dives and stuff. And, you know, this itinerary, it's where Explore Ventures started, their Save a St. Kitts itinerary. I've done it many, many times. If we were just doing their typical itinerary, it would be phenomenal. The fact we're throwing in Montserrat and Redonda, I cannot wait. It's going to be so, so cool. And it's June 1st, so it's coming up quick. You don't got much time to join us, but there are some spaces available right now. Is that right, Rachel?
Yes, we have about 9 spaces left.
Okay, so if you got a small group or you just want to come on and join the Scuba Radio crew and a few special VIPs that we're going to have on board, then trust me, it'll be the adventure of a lifetime. Liveaboard diving at its best. Jerry the Diver Guy has never even been on a liveaboard, Rachel, so this is going to be his first liveaboard experience.
Oh, my God, he's going to love
well,
it.
Yeah.
Also, just to throw in there, too, you've been on Caribbean Explorer, too, quite a few times, but she's just completed her rebeautification, so you get to see all the new rooms, the updated rooms, and she has a new fresh coat of paint. And,
nice.
Looking shiny and new, so
there you
it's good
go.
Time to come aboard as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, some of the pictures are up at exploreventures.com, and I would definitely recommend you checking it out. But this itinerary, great. That boat, it is an older boat, but they just redid it, like she said, and it's laid out really, really well. This is a very well-thought-out dive platform for anybody who's ever been on a liveaboard before or not. You're just going to be spoiled rotten, and you're really going to go, wow, this is just the way I should do it all the time. That's why we've been working with Explore Ventures for so long. Now, if you got more specific questions about liveaboard diving, Rachel has promised to hang out in the Facebook live chat room today for the next hour, and so you can ask her questions along those lines as well. But a couple other things. We got pictures up of the new Red Sea boat, I know, and that's the Majestic, right?
No, Majestic Explorer is the Galapagos.
Oh, that's Galapagos.
It's because a vessel last year from Galapagos. But we do have pictures of the Red Sea vessel up as well, our new Red Sea vessel.
Yeah, what's the name of the Red Sea one?
Grand Sea Explorer.
Yeah, Grand Sea. And my gosh, you should see these pictures of this boat. Whew. I mean, that just going on the boat's going to be an adventure as well. And we're doing this in October. October 17th, we go out on the Red Sea itinerary, and that'll be my first time to that part of the world. I'm really looking forward to that. Dr. Doug has threatened to join us for that as well. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But you got the Galapagos, like you said, the Majestic. That's a new vessel as well. Beautiful place. ExploreAdventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. You're ready to take some questions in Facebook Live today there, Rachel?
Definitely, and I'll share the special itinerary link in Facebook Live as well for those who want to read it.
You are the woman. I appreciate it. Rachel, there you go. She's going to be hanging out on Facebook Live. Take advantage of it. Ask all your liveaboard questions and then some. She has a plethora of diving experience she's willing to share. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Rachel from Explore Ventures hanging out in Facebook Live on the chat room right now to answer all your diving questions related to liveaboard diving, Explore Ventures, whatever you need to know, even outside of liveaboard diving. She's been around the world, has a plethora of diving experience she's willing to share. Just get in there on the Facebook Live feed and you can ask away.
Bubble Boy wanted to know why the bubbles always float up.
Yes.
And never down.
That would have something to do with, air and bubbles.
Well, he should get on there and get his questions
He is
answered.
Bubble Boy, you know?
Yeah.
You'd think he would know that.
Yeah, he knew all this other stuff about the great hammerheads, but you didn't know that, you know, bubbles, like, float.
Like Sferna Luini?
Yeah, Great hammerhead. Right. Hey, by the way, I want to mention a couple little things real quick. When we were at Beneath the Sea last week.
You were up
in Secaucus, New Jersey. Met a lot of great folks. Last couple shows, we did our anniversary show there. We had so much fun. A lady named Jennifer won our Red Sea giveaway trip for our Scuba Radio Snorkel Blast, where we stuffed the little Nerf things in the, and she could really blow that thing, and oh my gosh, she won. And congratulations to her. She's going to the Red Sea, and I'm going October 17th. Now, CJ and Bubble Boy, once again, you're not. So
no, we are not.
You're kind of losers in that regard.
There's an Ozzy Osbourne song called "The Secret Loser."
Yeah, and you're gonna go to sleep
like
that
right now,
listening to that tonight, as you should. Yeah, October 17th, I'm going. As a warm up this week, I watched Egypt Live on the Discovery Channel with that guy from what's that show, Unknown Expeditions or something?
Leonard Nimoy.
No, I don't think that's right.
I think he's dead.
Yeah, but you know, he could be a mummy. He could be a mummy because
or he could be a daddy, not a mummy.
Oh, you're a lame boy. Barry, coming through with the... Wow. Anyway, Expedition Unknown. That's the TV show. The host of that show had this thing called Egypt Live.
So is their answer to everything on that show? I don't know.
No.
It's unknown.
They found mummies and they unveiled them.
It'd be funny
live
if that was
TV.
The whole show. What happened to... What's in this tomb? I don't know.
No, it's unknown.
We've had a few mummies over here.
Yeah, I bet you do, Mr. Gomez. I'm wondering if
memories.
That'd be Walt DeMartini. We're going to get to him in just a bit. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, you know, Egypt is part of the element, or, you know, you do these land tours. You get to do the pyramids, the Sphinx, all that stuff if you want to tag on a day or two tour. And that's what we're going to do. So I watched this Egypt Live TV show to kind of psych me up. And it's pretty cool. You go down through the Valley of the Kings and tour all this stuff that you see, like, you know, Indiana Jones type stuff. That is a pretty cool little side trip to do on top of the world-class diving that we expect
Bubble
to see.
Bubble Boy just told me something off the air a minute ago. That, you know what the extreme hardcore fans of the Sphinx are called?
What's that?
Sphincters.
Huh. Wow.
Yep.
You know, that...
Don't complain about my joke.
I'm not sure that's true, but that's what he told me.
I didn't say that.
That actually was a pretty good joke, Barry.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Listen,
I
want to
see Greg on a. I want to see Greg on a camel.
Oh, it'll happen.
I want to see his head on a stick.
Hey,
we can't always get what we want.
What?
This isn't Game of Thrones, CJ.
Okay. Enough Walking Dead nonsense out of you guys. All right. So look.
Dead?
I watch too much TV. I do also want to mention Dr. Doug, because he's going to join us, it looks like, possibly in the Red Sea. And Dennis, Captain Dennis, who flew me over to Bimini right before we did that, we're hanging out at an air show in Lakeland, and that's where Dr. Doug resides. So we got together, had dinner with him, and we were talking a little bit about going to the Red Sea and stuff, but he offered up an interesting little antidote, because... you know, Dennis's family was with us. We went to this Mexican place in Lakeland, real nice. And Dennis's family met Dr. Doug, and as soon as they shook his hand, they started laughing or something like that. Isn't that what it was, Dennis, you think?
Yeah, it was something along that line. They were, as soon as Dr. Doug walked up, you know, the kids literally wanted to break out into the Dr. Doug theme song because
yes.
They've been listening to Scuba Radio for far too long.
Great song.
In their head.
Yeah, and as soon as Doug got it, he had that look on his face like, CJ, you son of a bitch.
Dr. Doug!
That's
Take
the one.
Off your stinking glove. You know, that's when Dennis's son...
You're going into surgery.
Yeah, said that to her, to his wife. You know, luckily his wife has a great sense of humor, and she loves the song.
Well, what's funny was she was sitting right here next to me when we debuted that.
Yeah.
I was kind of cringing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was an interesting interaction.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. You know, but it was a great icebreaker, and we had a very nice dinner, and hopefully we're going to hang out together in the, you know, on the boat in the Red Sea and do that whole tour of Egypt and stuff. So,
well,
by the way,
to make sure you bring a Bluetooth speaker in his soundtrack so that he can walk onto the boat appropriately.
Yeah. Well, when he comes back out of the water,
play him on.
I should
there
be,
you go.
blaring over the boat speaker. So we'll see how that unfolds. Actually, I think if you play that song in Egypt, I believe that's instant jail time. I don't think they allow that kind of stuff. I'm just
no
saying.
No amplification.
Oh, then you need to play it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Barry. Thanks for your support. All right. Now let's get to some more nonsense. The Gomez Hilton is popping today. Now, you don't see this on the Facebook live feed, and there are legal reasons for this. But at the Tiki Bar there at the Gomez Hilton, they disappeared.
Actually, I don't even see Walt.
He just got up, Greg, and he's slowly embalming his guests with rum punch over the last 2 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's hanging out. He has some guests that are distracting
him. He's dressing them with ointments and creams.
Oh, well, and there's a whole bunch of people paddleboarding down the intercoastal there, so I think that probably got Walt distracted.
That's right. His paddleboard queen.
Oh, here it comes.
There he is. People can stop it.
Did she, Walt, did she take off in her paddleboard? Is that her or some of her friends cruising by the Gomez Hilton right now in South Florida? Or do we know?
I don't think he has his headphones on yet. You have to wait.
Ah, he doesn't.
It's a drug deal. Oh,
yeah, that's okay.
You can make the picture bigger. You know that.
We got it up there plenty big. And okay. Anyway. All right. Well, anyways, there's a lot happening at the Gomez Hilton down in South Florida. And we'll find out there what's up with the
there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah, everybody's out there enjoying the beautiful day
beautiful
here in
weather.
Florida.
In the event of a water landing, Walt's guests can be used as a flotation device.
There's a lot of them floating out there.
You know, those would save a lot of lives. Or they would die.
Or put out an eye.
With a smile on their face. Either way, it's a great way to go.
The yin and the yang.
All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oh, there she is. Hello. Wow.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I see they're talking amongst themselves there on the Facebook Live chat room there with Rachel from Explorer Ventures. Let's see. Adam mentions that Josh Gates, he's the Expedition Unknown host that was on that Egypt Live show that I was watching this week to psych myself up for the Red Sea adventure.
He's the leader of the sphincters?
No, I don't think that's accurate. But he is the host of Expedition Unknown, and evidently he says he's a diver. I didn't know that. He seemed like a pretty cool guy to me. We might have to get him on the show. You know, the other show I was watching, you know, I'm a big fan of Gold Rush. Do you guys watch that show?
Sure, I love on Discovery.
Yeah, but do you really watch it? And like Parker Schnabel and all those guys on that? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Jerry the Diver guy watches that stuff.
Oh, yes. Good show.
Yeah, Parker on the latest episode of Gold Rush, I think it was on last night, he was doing some diving in Papua New Guinea. So he is a diver. And I do know our buddy Jason Elias, the photographer, is buds with Parker Schnabel. So we might have to see if we can connect some dots here and get these guys
on.
Is
that his name?
Yeah.
Parker Schnabel?
It is. Parker Schnabel, yeah.
That's
he started
awesome.
Gold mining when he was like 12 or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
He's been doing it all his life with his grandpa.
Exactly. But yeah, they show him diving. I was like, well, how about that? You know, see, it brings us together. It's this whole diving community. I love it. And when we can do that, we can use that as an icebreaker, you know, to open up the floodgates and you know, bring more people into our little club of divers. Like Walt DeMartini, he has come back to his microphone. Captain Walt, I see you have a partner in crime with you. What's her name? Who is that?
The lovely Natasha.
Natasha.
Greg.
Okay. Yeah, I went to you before and you guys had split. What happened? Where'd you go?
Oh, we fell.
You fell. That's what it was.
Refill.
Refill. Refill.
Greg, you remember where we are?
That's right. Yeah, they're in the Tiki Bar there at the Gomez Hilton down in South Florida. It happens. You got to take refill breaks. or they could have fell down, or it could have been a combination of the two. We'll find out what's going on there next on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It was interesting scuba diving. I remember the first fish I saw. I could have sworn he took a double take at me like, what the f***?
Bigger than you ever did. Going everywhere you never been. All we do is dive in it. 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 All we do is dive in it.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving in it. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Captain Dennis, who's usually on Just Plain Radio with us today, too, because we were just diving in Bimini, and we use his airplane to fly over there and have a little adventure. Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks is here as well, by the way. Vinny, how you doing out there on the left coast today? I haven't heard from you yet. I apologize.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good, man. Yeah, you heard about all these adventures. Have you been up to anything lately as far as your travels or what?
Tom and I were supposed to go to Cozumel, but I had to cancel because my 91-year-old mother passed away.
Oh, geez.
And then Tom went on without me.
Yeah.
And then a day later, I get a message from Tom saying that he can't dive the rest of the week. And
well,
it turns out he called Dan for help, and he ended up having a chamber treatment at Cozumel. So that's a whole long story.
Oh,
we'll
boy.
Talk about.
Well, you're talking about Tutu Tom. We're going to have to find out what's going on with that. I tell him I need to talk to him because, you know, he's out there in California. We're going to be out there in a couple weeks for the scuba show in Long Beach. And I was hoping to connect with Tom while I was out there. Hey, you'll be out there for that event, right? I didn't see you at BTS.
Oh, yeah, I've got a booth. Yeah, I'll be there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was looking for you in Secaucus a couple weeks ago, but you weren't there, were you? You were doing other stuff.
No, I just haven't done New York. We just skipped New York.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll do it again or not. There's a lot of other shows we're going to now.
Well, okay. Well, maybe we'll see you at the scuba show, though, for sure, right?
Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Egypt in August, so you can interview me about that trip because I'll be going a couple months before you.
You'll blaze the trail for us or set the dive plan in place. Yeah, you know, the more I read up on going to that part of the world, the more intrigued I am by what they offer. And man, the boat looks beautiful. What do you think?
But I don't think a lot of people realize is that the Red Sea is just full of life. Everybody I've ever talked to that's gone there, they say it's unbelievable. So I got high expectations.
Yeah, it's top five. You hear about the Red Sea all the time. And I haven't done it in 22 years, but we're going to finally mark that one off the list here before too long as well. October 17th is the trip that I'm planning to go on. Jerry Beatty is going to be on that trip is the plan as well. Maybe even Dr. Doug and his wife and who knows who else. It'll be a big, big time for sure. But looking forward to that. All right. So let's get back to the Gomez Hilton. So Captain Walt DeMartini has Natasha there with him in the Tiki Bar right there on the intercoastal there in South Florida where the Gomez Hilton resides, which is, by the way, Walt's house. Anyway. And by the way, we get these emails all the time. We joke about the Gomez Hilton, but I probably should clarify that the Gomez Hilton is not part of the chain. Who was it? Dennis? Dennis, were you the one who fell for that?
Vinny.
Who?
It was Vinny.
Oh, it was Vinny. Vinny checked out. That's what looked up on the Hilton website looking for the Gomez Hilton, right? Is that what it was? Come on, fess up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was a real hotel.
He's trying to get his points.
Did you tell him about the Watson Weston?
Yeah, well, that's a whole different one, yeah. You know, either you're a Weston person or, you know, Gomez Hilton folk. But, yeah, I don't know. Captain Walt, you offer points, but they're, you know, usually... You know, they might apply.
They're redeemable for in complimentary beverages.
Might go against.
Redeemable for lap dances.
Well, hello. Or they'll go against your driver's license. Or, you know.
Wow.
God help you.
We need the Dr. Doug resuscitation kit over at that place.
Yeah, we need an AED. there on site. I mean, yeah, what do you got going there? So is Natasha a potential new mermaid that you've recruited from the waterway there, or what? What's going on?
I'm going to let Natasha tell you what she does.
Tell us, Natasha. How are you? And welcome to Scuba Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. So what do you do?
I do paddleboard tours.
Oh, paddleboard tours. Okay, well, you're in a good spot for it. So is that how you met Captain Walt, just by cruising by one afternoon or something?
Exactly how I met Captain Walt.
Ah, so.
Coming by at least for the past year or so on my paddleboard. So.
Yeah, so did he catch you in like a casting net, as he does sometimes? You know, he just stands there at the edge of the water like, whoosh.
Well, I can't give away all of them.
Okay. Fair enough. But you give tours up and down the intercoastal there in South Florida. Is that right?
I do. My company is called Sup Pup Paddleboard.
Okay.
They settle Fort Lauderdale. With me and my partner in crime around here, my Welsh Corgi, Mr. Beaches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, he gets all the ladies. So.
Oh, okay. And you get all the other the guys. Is that what happens? Looks like it's a pretty good team setup to me. Just seeing, everybody can't see the video. We're Scuba Radio, but trust me, Natasha's got it going on.
She didn't went on Facebook Live and told everybody hello.
Okay. Well, I
said hello to everyone.
Well, we appreciate that.
Now you're going to get bombarded with friend requests.
Yeah, and we apologize in advance. Exactly. Natasha, so are you a diver too, or you just do this stuff by floating on top of the water?
I'm on top of the water.
Okay. Gotcha.
For now.
But you're flirting with the idea of doing that?
Underneath, yeah.
Okay. So these tours you do in South Florida for the paddle boarding, is it kind of a sightseeing tour, or is this like a get-in-shape physical fitness thing, or a combination of the two, or what?
I have different types of tours. So one of them is a sightseeing tour. We see the yachts and the mansions. We go to Millionaire's Row.
You show off Gomez Hilton.
Yes.
Spend happy hour.
A complimentary drink.
He waves like he's a celebrity, which he is.
Of course. He's big in Japan. Ask him. Yeah.
And we also do paddleboard yoga.
We're all big in Japan. Wow. That's pretty wild. Paddleboard yoga. So you get up on the paddleboard and like you do the downward dog and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we do the downward dog.
All right. And just so it's a good physical fitness, you know, kind of thing on top of, some great scenery and just having a great time.
Right. Definitely. We also do kids tours, too. We do like a PG kids tour.
So you avoid the Gomez Hilton on that tour at all costs.
We don't make a left. We make a right. So, yeah.
We go by the playground instead of Walt.
Yeah. Kids, look away.
Look away. It's the only... You know what's great? When you go by the Gomez Hilton, you can get a full moon, and it'd be the middle of the afternoon. You know, it's just one of those things. Just it depends on...
You can't go by the... what do you call it? Never mind. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure the artwork on his boat is not even kid-friendly.
I would agree with that, probably so. It is definitely an 18 and above establishment there at the Gomez Hilton. It's not like a kids' club kind of thing. I don't know. That's not an area you plan to get into, I would imagine there. Is it, Captain Walt? You're going to keep the kids?
No, and what I couldn't figure out, why she kept telling me she couldn't put the paddle board in the hot tub. I just didn't understand that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's, hey.
It was a little too big.
Different strokes for different folks.
That's what she said. Okay. Anyway. Natasha, you guys obviously are enjoying yourselves here at the Gomez Hilton and make the most of it. And maybe next time we come down there, we'll all hang together. And we'll put you in a mermaid tail. We're always looking for mermaids if you want to be a mermaid. Is that
I am a mermaid.
You are a mermaid.
I'm going to go down and certify her.
Get her certified to dive? Low. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry the Diver Guy.
My website so you guys can check it out.
Sure. What is it? Go ahead, Natasha.
Okay.
Please share.
It's Sup, SUPPUPFTL. So Sup Pup FTL. .com.
There you go. All right. Congratulations.
Keyword.
Thank you.
Not, I don't think that'll get you a discount or anything. That's not even a coupon code.
Just yeah, try maybe it. Like a $5 off.
That See? Well, there you go. See? All right. Well, Natasha said it, so it must be true.
Tell me you're hearing on Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Well, there, something like that. Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah, definitely. If you do that, definitely.
She charges extra if you say you're on from Scuba Radio.
Yes, and she should. Yeah. All
get
right.
Past the censors.
Yeah. Let's be careful. I know there's a lot of drinking going on right now at the Gomez Hilton. And I got my finger on the dump button. I don't want to use that, okay?
You know, so. It's rum control here, though.
It's rum control?
Rum central.
Rum central. Okay. Rum central, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Gomez Hilton is the home of the Welcome Rum Punch. That's one of the many benefits that when you check in, you get that Welcome Rum Punch, and you may never check out. It's like Hotel California kind of thing.
Walt, can you tilt the camera down a little,
please? Yeah, just stop it. Just stop that nonsense, Barry. How dare you? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Of course, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Captain Dennis, who's usually on Just Plain Radio because he's a captain and a diver today.
And he has a shark hat.
He does. He flew me over to Bimini last week, too. So I had him come on the show here today. He has a shark hat. What do you mean? The beanie? Are you guys comparing beanies there, Barry?
Yeah, Jerry has a shark hat. Captain Dennis has a shark hat.
Look, they're all sharked up.
Yeah.
All I got is Jacques Cousteau hat.
Yeah. Well, you have a beanie is what you have. They actually
it's a watch cap.
Jerry Beatty's his hero.
Yeah. Okay. That's very possible. Yeah. Well, good times for sure. Now, a couple questions I want to address that have popped up on Facebook Live. Rachel from Explore Ventures is still there for a few more minutes and there to answer all
your... She's doing an awesome job.
She has been. But somebody actually texted me this question. I don't know if it showed up on Facebook Live, but they asked about why do they call it the Red Sea? You know, and then CJ asked me about this, too. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's actually a very good question. Supposedly... The Red Sea got its name because they have a particular type of algae or algae. What is it, algae or algae?
Algae, Craig. It's
no,
algae.
We'll go with
jelly.
Algae. That means it's algae. And so, and when it blooms at certain times of the year, it turns the blue water kind of a reddish brown type of thing. So,
And so does Craig.
It's Red Sea. Supposedly, that's how it got its name. Supposedly, that's
I'd like to answer a question we get a lot.
Yeah, what would that be?
Why? And the answer is because.
Okay. Question and answer. Quick, short,
it's
sweet.
Just that simple.
Yeah. So, yeah, to. Red Sea. The other thing
the
is...
The other question we get a lot, too, is seriously? And the answer is yeah.
Right. But you know what? We got to get back to...
Stop. Hammer time.
Because, you know, people want to know, what was I using to get that video of the hammerheads on our trip to Bimini? And I was using... A hammer? Is that what he just said?
Camera.
A camera. All right, yeah.
Cameron.
Gamera.
Yeah, Gamera. No. I was using the new GoPro Black 7. And so this thing's only like $300-$400. It's not that expensive. And you know, you have to get the scuba housing for it, which is $50. So you know, usually I think I've seen the GoPro Black now selling for like $349 and then $50 for the scuba housing.
And don't forget the filter, because you really do want to have that magenta filter on it when you're down below 30 feet to get the good color.
That is true. Yes, that will help. You know, we were only in 20 feet of water, by the way. So, you know,
I'm not sure what your depth gauge said, but I had 30.
Did you?
Yep. We were at 30 feet. And actually, believe it or not, we did a 60-minute dive, Greg, when we came up. I downloaded my dive computer. We thought you said it was like a 20 minutes. You had all the film you needed. You actually spent an hour. That's how time just flew for us.
Well, true. But I'm saying when I quit filming while we were underwater because I'd gotten so much footage. After about 30 minutes, I had all the footage I needed. So I just sat there and kind of shivered for a while. And then every once in a while when I saw some real action happening, you know, when like, you know... Gertrude. No, what's her name again? Myra. What the hell? Greg. Hammerhead
Gertrude.
Greg.
With the little one.
Gertrude. Where does that come from?
I got to give him some credit.
There's a hammerhead Gertrude out there somewhere. Come on.
Trying, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's giving it his all.
But when that shark came in over Dennis's head, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, and the other Facebook question just popped up. What the
No.
And the answer is I don't know.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's why that's why people like CJ are here, to answer those deep and insightful questions that we get many times.
Try to keep up with it, otherwise they back up.
True.
Hey Greg.
Yes,
that
sir.
The guy from the Mummy Show is called Rami Romani.
Well, that's the guy from Egypt, yeah. Josh Gates.
Josh Gates is the one that does it.
Expedition Unknown, yeah, but yes. The Egyptian archaeologist guy, that they were kind of a team doing this special. By the way, one of my neighbors is one of the, you know, video producers of that show.
No kidding.
Yeah,
well,
no kidding.
So I got Josh Jones.
Well, maybe. Like I said, he's a diver, so he obviously knows.
What are we sitting over here for?
We have a show to do, Bubble Boy. Come on, focus. Okay.
Put that on the Facebook page. Somebody will answer it.
Greg?
Yes. Buried a bugger.
The new camera goes in your equipment, and that has to be depreciated over 3 years.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Barry is also an accountant.
Still much better than Greg's old camera.
They'll be on GoPro 10 by the end.
Well, very possible. Yeah. But you know, that setup I had with the red filter worked perfectly. I mean, the footage came out really well. I was pretty happy with what happened. Everybody give my video, my Hammerhead video, two fins up.
I really liked it, by the way.
Vinny?
I said it sucked.
Okay, well, that means it was awesome.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, because Jerry's not in it. And but, yeah, I've only gotten good reviews, so check it out at scubaradio.com or on the Facebook page. Share it, you know, like it if you like, you know, that kind of thing. And use it as inspiration to get out there to the Bahamas and go do it yourself. If not with the Hammerheads, just get wet. That's what this show is all about. And we've been doing it for 22 years. How about that?
Still sucking on air.
You're still sucking on air. All right. And till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.